Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Joe Gigante, Regular Joe here with you on this Wednesday. I want to quickly share this. So the news spread quickly. There was an insurrection at NBC. Nobody shot a Republican supporter of Trump, so it's not the normal insurrection that they seemingly support. But either way, or Foster, but nonetheless, they insurrected against the hiring of Rona Romney McDaniel, who sold her soul for a few bits of silver known as a paycheck at NBC. And it didn't last. I personally think the whole thing was a setup just to get some splash, which they did. And they never were serious about in any way utilizing her, despite the fact that she was, like Chris Christie and so many others, she was more than willing to say whatever they wanted her to say so she could be a cool kid too. Well, the celebrations were large on MSNBC yesterday, none more so than this exchange between the very giddy and joyful Joyless Reid, she's usually quite joyless, and Rachel Maddow.
Our chairman of the NBC Universal News Group, Cesar Conde, who we both know very well, he sent a memo that we all got as employees here, rescinding the hiring of Ronna Romney McDaniel. And I know I felt very strongly about it. I know you felt very strongly about it. I think everyone from 4 o'clock on, from Nicole all the way to midnight, we all felt very strongly and said so on our respective shows yesterday. And I just have to say, when somebody does the right thing, I feel like it should be acknowledged as publicly as we acknowledged our outrage. And so I know how I feel about it. I am grateful to Cesar for actually making the right decision. I think it was the right decision, but I want to get your take as well.
Oh, well, thank you for asking me about it. I still feel like a little, it always feels wrong to talk about things, you know, in the company.
Agreed.
As if it's news. And I, you know, it's just this, it's not the way either you or I are wired.
All.
I know, but I will just say that journalists are a fractious bunch. And in our big company with all sorts of different journalistic entities, you have all sorts of different people working in this business, doing all sorts of different kinds of work. And to see the essentially unanimous feeling among all the journalists in this building
That's
sort of senior staff and all the producers and everybody in this building about this was one thing. But then to see the executives and the leadership hear that and respond to it and be willing to change course based on it, based on their respect for us and hearing what we argued, I have deep respect for that.
She has such deep respect for what they did, and it's wonderful. They all found unity. Thank you, Rona Romney McDaniel, for bringing true unity to us left-wing liberals in our completely unhinged hatred of all things Trump. I mean, let's be honest. Rona Romney McDaniel is no conservative. She's barely a Republican. I mean, certainly in the cast of her uncle, maybe, but not exactly a card-carrying rock rib conservative. No skin off of our nose, but hey, have at it. Ultimately, though, McDaniel's no victim here in the sense that she set things up thinking she was going to get her payday, and she reaped what she sowed. So again, have at it. Now, somebody else was kind of in a grouchy mood yesterday. Karine Jean-Pierre was on Mark Garrison's show on WBT in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, he came out swinging. I mean, I'm impressed that she went on the show, but here she is with what's the question on everyone's mind. She didn't particularly care for it, though.
When I told a number of people that I was talking to you today, it was interesting, though. They all said, would you please just ask her, does the president have dementia? And so before I move on from that, does he?
Mark, I can't even believe you're asking me this question. Mark. That is a credibly offensive question to ask.
But you know people ask it.
You're taking us down this rabbit hole. Let me be very clear about this. For the past several years, the president's physician has laid out in a comprehensive way the president's health. This is a president, if you watch him every day, if you really pay attention to his record and what he has done, you will see exactly how focused he's been on the American people, how historic his actions have been. And so I'm not even going to take the premise of your question. I think it is incredibly insulting, and so we can move on to the next question.
We can just move on to the next question. Well, they did move on to the next question, and that's when things really went south. I'll share that with you when we get back. Plus, breaking news, a statement that just came out. We're going to have a guest with us in the next segment as well to speak to that statement.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.